you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
Ring, 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 ring. May I please speak with Zoe?
Oh, hello, Lamorne. Let's patch in Hannah.
God, I forgot what it was like working with you guys.
Welcome to our show.
Hello and welcome to our show.
Welcome to our show.
Welcome, dogs. Not like not in a negative way. I'm not calling you guys dogs, but you know what I mean.
No, it's fine. You mean like D-A-W-G.
Exactly.
Right?
Welcome, kitty cats.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, nobody says that.
Welcome, cats.
Why not?
Hello, cats.
Yeah, you kitty cats.
Hello, kitty cats. Here we are. Welcome to our
I
show.
I say that.
You do? You're as a pervy man from the 40s?
Now?
As yes,
I'm
now,
a pervy man from the 40s.
Okay, so guys, we're going to talk about an episode called Injured, one of my favorite episodes of all time.
Yes.
You know what time it is. It is recap time. Episode 115, Injured. One of my favorites. So after Jess brutally tackles Nick during a game of football, he is so wounded he can barely drive. Winston's vehicle is also a casualty of senseless violence and possibly neglect. The mechanic declares that it can no longer be called a car. Of course, our buddy Nick doesn't believe in doctors or insurance or money, so Jess has to take him to see her doctor, Dr. Sadie, the OBGYN, and she gives him meds for menstrual cramps. After Nick takes the pills, Sadie sees that his thyroid is swollen and she suggests that he gets it looked at. This sends Nick and the rest of the gang into a tailspin, fearing the worst. Cancer. Over drinks, Nick tells Jess that she doesn't know how to be real, and so she fires back saying, "Well, you never do anything." Nick then confesses that he wants to know the outcome before he dives into things that are serious. But the cancer scare bolsters him to be brave, and he runs buck-ass naked into the ocean. The entire crew falls asleep on the beach. The next morning, Nick goes to the doctor and learns that he is cancer-free. The gang splits his medical bill so he won't have to worry. You're welcome. Unfortunately, no one has enough money to pay for Winston's used-to-be car, so he leaves it behind.
We actually filmed this episode really early in the season. I think we filmed it third or something.
Yeah.
And there was some controversy around it, right? About airing it that quick.
Yeah, they decided it was too early in the season. Like, it was season one. And we hadn't earned a semi-serious episode. Not that it, you know, of course, it has lots of jokes and comedy in it, but it deals with a serious subject matter. And they felt like we needed to, you know, have a few more strictly comedic episodes under our belt so that we could earn this semi-serious episode.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. If you're going to do a cancer scare episode, you want the audience mm-hmm. to be fully invested and in love with
exactly.
the characters so they can go
but
on
it is funny because you and Schmidt in that episode are, it seems like you're just still flirting when in reality, Cece and Schmidt had been hooking up for a while by the time this episode aired, but it was like you're back to just kind of having a subtle undertone of
yeah, it's interesting because it was all kind of papered over because it was done out yeah. of order.
Right. This one was shot obviously way before, and so it threw a lot of different things off. Relationship stuff was off.
Yeah.
The introduction yeah. of new characters were off. But, you know, the fans didn't catch on, so we're good.
Well, there yeah. was one
it's
moment
like a
I
little
realized...
bit of an island of yeah. an episode.
There was a yeah. moment in the in Sadie's office. You can hear a clearly 80-yard line of June going like, "Nice to see you again."
Yeah.
just yeah. fully right, off right, camera, 80-yard so line yeah. to just kind of, yeah,
it's so funny.
Met
I didn't even, it. I caught that line thinking, that's kind of weird, but I didn't, but it definitely caught my ear too, because I was like, wait, what is the, and then I remembered that
over
they,
drinks,
they
Nick
met,
tells Jess that she doesn't know how
another,
to be real.
Was it the
and so she
Jess
fires
and Julia
back
episode,
saying, well,
maybe.
You never do
yeah,
anything.
That's right. There was one previous meeting, but they caught it. Yeah. And,
they caught it.
And did a little
they did.
Band-Aid fix on it. Appropriate for an episode called Injured.
So J.J. Philbin wrote this, wonderful writer. And I always thought she was really great at marrying the comedy with the drama in episodes, and was great at writing like more meaningful episodes, I think.
Yeah.
And then we had the wonderful Lynn Shelton direct this episode, who sadly passed away last year. We were all devastated mm-hmm. and she was just such a talented person and so incredibly kind. And wonderful to work with. So
she was like an ethereal being. I remember that because it was very
yeah,
early on.
So
that
beautiful.
We shot,
yeah. yeah.
It was early on we shot this. And so for me, I was still very, very nervous. I'd go on, you know, go to shoot an episode and it's a brand new director. And I just remember her being so open hearted and kind. And she was like the epitome of a safe space. Like you just yeah. knew you could ask her anything. And she was just, you know, she was just warmth. That's what she
yeah.
you know, exuded all the time. So not, I think all of us were devastated when she passed away so suddenly. But so is so much of the film community and TV community. You could just
yeah.
feel it. Everybody felt like such a huge hole had been created. So we miss you, Lynn.
Yeah, we miss you, Lynn. Let this episode be in her honor and her memory. We loved her.
Yeah.
Much love. Much love. Well, let's dive in, y'all. Let's dive in.
Yes.
Into this great
Yeah, and I was
episode.
Actually going to say that Lynn had such a great, she had like a great background in, you know, indie filmmaking. So I'm not sure how much episodic TV she had done before this, but it was so awesome to have her point of view. You know, I think I always found that there were a lot of similarities between shooting episodic TV and shooting indie movies because you have to shoot fast, but still find the truth and you know, kind of be scrappy about how you're, you know, how you're making everything because you don't have the time, you know, the luxury of time. So I thought it was wonderful to have her perspective.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I agree.
Absolutely.
It's a special episode for many reasons. Yes. So we'll dive in. So obviously this cold open was super easy for you, Zoe, because you play like football all the time. So you're good, like, no problem, I got this.
Good, nice burn. Yeah. You're right. I am not a sports person. I know nothing. Well, actually, I know a little bit about baseball because I grew up watching baseball with my dad, but not playing it and not playing, definitely not playing football.
Full on tackles, knocking grown men to the ground.
I was like petitioning to get dance credit for PE pretty early on. yes, I knew nothing about that, but it was kind of funny. The fact that we were playing tackle football as a loft is funny.
Was it tackle? I don't even know if it was supposed to be tackle football.
I don't think it was. It was just like touch. Maybe it was just Jess trying to like prove herself.
It was the same way from the pilot or the second episode when you're dribbling the basketball and then you end up breaking something. You break the television. And then this one, you break Nick Miller.
It did every remind me that I feel like we all have a friend that refuses to go to the doctor and is hyper-suspicious of modern medicine.
Oh, yeah. Well, y'all, I mean, yeah. I could tell you every Big black mistake. Family has that.
That one person who's just like,
we don't
like,
believe
no.
in doctors.
No. Vicks Vapor Rub. That's all I trust.
Well, Chris Rock say, rub some Robitussin on it.
That's right.
Yeah, so I remember filming in those two locations. And then at the beach by the Santa Monica Pier, which is a famous place. Do you remember filming with that car and everything? And on that night and on the beach, because Jake did not want to, was very grumpy about having to get in the water, which I would be too.
You know what's interesting? What I do remember, though, about that particular moment, if you remember, he at some point towards the end of the episode, he runs and he jumps into the ocean. Now,
buck naked.
Jake did that. However, I remember it being an option. Do you want someone else to be the one to jump into the water? And Jake won't jump off of a 2-foot like ledge. He won't do anything. He will always have the stunt double, you know, go and make that money. He's like, we got a stunt double here. We may as well use that person. It's October, by the way, when we're shooting in the Pacific Ocean, which is
Pacific Ocean is not warm. It's not known for being like a warm ocean. Yeah. Like,
and it's in the middle of the
maybe
night.
Maybe in August, and that's it.
Oh,
it's the middle of the night. It's October. Yeah.
And he decides, and I do remember it being a choice. And I remember Jake saying, no, I'll do it. And that confused me. And he did it. And I was just laughing because I thought, what kind of idiot is this?
Maybe, like, he's just very body that? Confident. He was just sort of like, I've worked hard for
he
this
he was feeling
body.
Himself.
Yeah, that's right. You're going to see someone's butt. It's going to be mine.
I don't think he was fully naked. He was wearing like some underwear. He wasn't
I remember naked. Everybody kind of like turning and looking away to kind of give him a little privacy. I do remember that.
Being tidy whiteys is still
revealing.
It's naked adjacent. It's still quite revealing.
Naked adjacent.
He wasn't completely naked.
Especially in the cold Pacific.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Especially in the cold Pacific.
That's why I always wear corduroys when I jump in the Pacific.
Yeah. We all do. We all corduroy bathing suits for everybody.
I just remember going like, wow, we really have to do this. It was one of those things where it started to be like this episode was like the Wizard of Oz moment, like pulling back the curtain on TV and filmmaking. I mean, Zoe, you'd been in the industry for a really long time. But for me, this was like learning like, oh, this man really has to go jump in this ocean in the middle of the night to get
some
this
stuff
shot.
You can't fake.
That's
right. Exactly.
I was like, okay. And we're all here because we had to shoot like stuff afterwards, I guess. Or I don't know why I feel like that was the last shot of the night. So maybe not. I don't know why everybody was still hanging out then. But I do remember him going to do it. And I was like, wow, I'm going to pay attention to what they write for me in future because I may have to actually do some of this insane stuff.
anyone who knows me, mm-hmm. and I have a reputation in the industry as being Tom Cruise like. Yeah.
Okay. Very Tom Cruise like. Very synonymous. Lamorne Morris, Tom Cruise. Uh-huh.
However,
they're like Tom Cruise, Lamorne Morris, anyone else? Nah, I can't think of anybody else.
No. And honestly, and it sucks too because I stay busy and I don't want to be. I just want to be home at times. You know what I mean? But then if ever the stunt was to jump into the ocean, that's the one thing that I'd be like, hold on now. Hold on. I think we got somebody else who can do this, right? I don't know why. I just won't do it.
I would outsource that one too. Thank you. Oh, yeah,
for sure.
Bye-bye. I feel like this was also this episode. It's so funny. There's so many things in this episode that I feel like people have like held on to. Mm-hmm. And the other is that this one has two of the Nick Schmidt kisses.
Yeah, the Fredo kisses.
The Fredo kisses. Fredo kisses. The establishment of maybe the true love story of New Girl.
Yes.
So so funny. Yeah, Max really just crushing those Fredo kisses so hilariously.
Very committed.
As a performer, that was one of the first watching Max do that was one of the first it's when I saw true commitment. Obviously when we do stuff on the show, you know, we're characters. We're all comedic, funny people, and we do bits and we go there and we commit to certain things. Watching Max do those bits sometimes, I don't know why. I just felt like a full commitment from him, and I thought I gotta elevate my performance ability because he doesn't care. At all. Max just goes for it 100% of the time, no matter what. And what and in those particular moments, and then watching Jake always commit to the bit. No matter what, we'll just stay in character. That was something in the beginning that was hard for me to do. And you'll see it later on in other episodes where I can't stay committed to the bit when it's an extreme bit because I'm always laughing.
No, but I think like everybody's energy is different. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think what makes Max a great actor is different from what makes Jake a great actor or you a great actor or Hannah a great actor. I think all of these things have like, in fact, I think like Max's ability to like fully commit is like his stamp. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But sometimes the not fully committing can be just as real. You know what I mean? Like, can come off just as true and real as an actor. It just kind of depends on the circumstance. But I do think like that's kind of Max's hallmark. And then Jake's reactions to Max are kind of equally committed in a aggressive way. So, yeah. No, I mean, that is obviously one of the things about their dynamic that is really funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm at my stamp.
But I see
obviously.
You being committed, Mr. Lamar.
No, I could be committed, especially when I'm doing my own stunts. Yeah,
Cruise,
when I'm doing my own stunts.
Especially when you're falling off a building.
Absolutely.
For real.
Absolutely. Mission Impossible 7 or was that 8? Just call me.
Yeah, 9, 10.
Yeah, I don't remember which one.
Right? All of them. Yeah, all of them.
Also, this one thing about this episode that we get to see is more of the. It's kind of more of the will they, won't they stuff. The energy between Nick and Jess. With how we're all kind of dicking around with this news. We're having fun with it. Obviously, we're a little emotional about it. But your character is, you know, more maternal and more truly engaged with what's going on with him. And that, to me, you know, kind of lays the foundation for the audience a little bit in the beginning. Which I thought was pretty cool. Even though we switch episodes around a little bit, it was fun to see it a little later on.
Yeah, I definitely think I think his kind of criticism of her and her reaction, the fact that it actually hurts her feelings rather than makes her mad, it shows like that it seems like there's a connection there especially in this episode.
Right.
I mean, it was one of my favorite Jess moments, I feel like, of the season is you get to see this not so perfectly sweet side of her. You get to see her hurt. Mm-hmm. You get to see her lash out. You get to see her do something that's not very kind and then have to recover from it. And I think that's part of the, I don't know, the beauty of this show is that it's, you know, you get these very three-dimensional characters.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll throw to a little break. And when we come back, we can talk about the impressions and the songs in this episode.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Welcome to our show.
All right, we're back.
We're back.
We're back.
How was...
I don't know why I keep saying that.
And you love doing that.
And we're
you know what? I support
black.
It. I'm like, not me.
If you go back far enough.
If you go back far enough, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Yes, it's true. If you go That's back true. Far enough. Yeah.
Historically, you are correct.
Yeah.
So can we talk about this song that our incredible editor, Steve Welch, made into a masterpiece, this sad song? Because I have to share something, because it brought it all back when I was rewatching this episode. Oh, my goodness. So... talking about an episode where you realize, oh, I really have to do this stuff, like Jake jumping in the ocean. I remember they came and knocked on the trailer door and they were like, you know, 10 away. And I looked at the scene and I was like, okay, we're doing this song. And it's like CeCe raps and she has to do it well. That's that bit of it, is that it's surprising she actually can do it. And y'all, that's not my forte. Not something I can do.
It's not.
Not a rapper.
I thought you were a rapper.
And I just remember like walking down my 3 little steps of my trailer, walking 2 steps over to Lamorne's 3 steps up his trailer because we shared a trailer, banging on his door. And I was like, Lamorne, Lamorne, open up. And he's like, yeah, what? And I'm like, so help me. I need your help.
Did you help her?
Yes.
Did you coach her?
Yes, because I was like, I don't know. Like, there has to be like a rhythm to this. There has to be like a beat to this. And Lamorne was like beatboxing. He's like, well, I could beatbox and you could say it like this. But I'm like, but how? Am I just going to speak it? Like, what are we doing? And they're just sort of like, five away. And I was like, oh my God. And it was just like this freak out I had, because that is part of being an actor. You're scared you're going to go on set and suck. Right? And everyone's going to be like, this bit doesn't work. CeCe's supposed to be great at rapping and this chick can't pull this off. And because my, like, whatever, little stanza kind of goes right into Lamorne's too. And it had to work and make sense. I just remember being in like a full sweat, and him and I are just like locked in this trailer trying to work this beat out.
I will say,
trying to make it make sense.
The difficult part about doing something like that is like, it's like, imagine Zoe having to sing songs that someone who's not a songwriter wrote for you.
That's what you said, because you're like, it doesn't make sense.
I was like, these,
the words don't fit.
They're not rappers.
Yeah.
It doesn't work, Hannah. Yeah. And I was like, well, we have to make it work. Figure it out. And I do think that we dropped a word from it to make it flow better. Like, I do think you're like, just take this bit out or something to make it work.
Probably.
I think we did some finessing.
I have done that. That's the thing. Like, just writing music. And then sometimes I've had to write stuff with other people's lyrics. And then sometimes it doesn't flow and you do have to drop. I mean, that's just how, just how it works.
That's how it works.
You sometimes got to drop a word.
What would you guys?
But I'm proud of you guys. Yeah. You guys did a really good job with your rap.
What would you all, the folks at home, what would you rate the scale of one?
My rapping?
Don't,
y'all.
Don't open
be
it
kind.
Up. Don't open up.
No, be very kind.
I actually thought you guys sounded great.
I'm talking about for the whole thing, not just your part.
Well, the whole thing, though, is a credit, well, apparently, to Steve, right? Because that was like the story that came out
Steve
of it.
Steve Welch, our editor. Mm-hmm. I remember, too, is this, like, we were covering, there were a lot of people and they were all, you know, in that scene in the bar, and we're all around the room. So we're covering everything separately. It's not like, you know, there wasn't a flow, and they had like, you were doing your Aaron Neville impression or something, Lamorne, right?
I think that's what I was trying to do, Aaron Neville.
That's what I got from it. I was like, oh, he's doing, he does a good
that's what
Neville
I was doing.
Brothers. And then that was funny and working. And then you had everybody separately doing like little bits of things. And some of it was like improvised and some of it was written in the script. And when we were shooting it, none of it was really, it wasn't necessarily meant to flow together like a complete song. I remember being very piecemeal, and it wasn't really written that way. It
wasn't like that.
I mean,
page.
It wasn't really written as one long thing. It was like, one person said one thing, and then maybe there was some dialogue, and you know. But it ended up being cut as like one kind of song. Rap sequence, and it worked really well. And I would say, salute to you, Steve.
I would have to ask, we could ask Steve, I'm sure, but I feel like the story was that he had to put that scene together and it didn't really work. And so apparently he had like a bottle of whiskey and stayed up all night and just like worked on it. And he made that scene what it is, and he made that song.
Yeah,
what it is.
They all were like, man, Steve's a genius after
that's
that
right.
song. Because I think it wasn't working only because it was probably too long, you know, because we had, you know, a lot of times for network television. Now, it's totally different for like a cable show or a show for a streamer. And now network TV like isn't really necessarily like what, you know, it's like. Just a portion of what we watch now. But back in the day, like pretty much everything was network TV. And network TV, everything has to fit commercials in it and it has to be a really specific length. So our episodes were 21 minutes and 35 seconds. They had to be exactly that. Maybe they'd give us 30 seconds more if it was some really, really special occasion. But generally, everything had to be that length. And now if you watch an episode of another show that was, you know, on HBO or on, you know, like Netflix or something that was made for, you know, a streamer or a cable network, those shows could be like, you know, a half hour show could be anywhere between 20 and 35 minutes, right. Whereas ours had to be exactly a certain length, and we didn't have any wiggle room. So, or very little wiggle room. So, like, a lot of times if something wasn't working, it was because there was a length issue or they wanted to cut in more space, you know, yeah. and they couldn't, and they needed, you know, to take stuff out. So there was had to be so much creative editing.
Yeah. I will say this, and this is for the folks at home. I want you guys to put this little tidbit in your back pocket. Although Steve did edit the crap out of that scene, I played the piano myself. That's all.
Get
me.
Out. I didn't know
That's
that.
All me. That's all me. Just want to put that out there.
Yeah, it was you playing piano.
Yeah.
I remember that.
But there weren't any real notes. I was just
about to say, did you hit a chord? Did you just hit one chord?
Oh, somebody played. In my mind, you had. So.
No, I was playing it, but they weren't. Like, if you pay attention to the song, but it's not exactly. I'm not like playing. I'm just hitting like one chord after I say something or another chord after
I
say something.
Yeah. No, I know that. Yeah.
So technically, I am a pianist. Technically.
I'm not mature.
So Zoe, when you're out there on tour, uh-huh. Something's going down with the piano, you know, you have my phone.
I should call you?
You have my
phone. Okay, I'll give you a call. I'll be like, Lamorne.
Yeah.
Tell me, what do you know about Wurlitzers?
Everything. Everything. And I'll tell you in person.
Okay,
the world, the Litzers.
Can you tune it?
I can.
How do you tune a Wurlitzer?
Honestly, with faith and hope.
That's
you
right.
You know what I mean? And belief.
Actually, you solder it.
Yeah, everybody knows
solder
that.
It.
Everybody
yeah.
knows that.
Yeah. Okay.
I have a soldering
okay.
machine.
Okay, you
yeah.
knew that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm going to call you next time it's out of tune.
Thank you.
Just
come pick me up in your private jet.
I don't have a private jet.
Also, you had tapped in a little bit about the Aaron Neville impression.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few more impressions in here. There's a Chris Rock impression, and there's also a Daffy Duck impression.
Yes.
The Daffy Duck impression is very sweet, I have to say.
Thank you.
It was a very sweet way to do it, because I forgot that was in the episode. And then when Jess says, like, oh, this is what my mom used to do for me, I thought it was going to be some, like, big over-the-top kind of bit. And it's actually, like, a really sweet little Daffy Duck. It was very endearing.
What was funny is I remember that it had to be a Looney Tunes character, I think, because of what we could reference.
Really?
But Daffy Duck was something that I, as a kid, would do Daffy Duck impressions to myself, not to anybody else. But I remember sitting in my room and being like, I got it. I have this impression. I was like, not that great, but.
So you got to pick that character. That wasn't the one in this.
No,
like,
I didn't pick it. I think it ended up in the script, but I was like, I got it.
You're right. Perfect.
In your wheelhouse. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. It's in my wheelhouse. And Lamorne, you're the comedy at the funeral.
Was
that Chris Rock?
That was a Chris Rock. That was a semi Chris Rock impression. I had never done it before. And I just thought, when I thought of stand up, I immediately thought of Chris Rock. And the script may have said, it just says he does a stand up. I think it said he does like a Chris Rock like impression. Because Chris Rock, if you know, like when he's if you look at any Chris Rock special, he paces the stage a lot to make emphasis.
Yeah.
He walk fast across the stage to say one thing and then fast across the other part. And to do that at a funeral, I thought would be funny.
It was really funny.
Worked the whole room.
It was great. You did it. You did it.
That was a fun bit to do. I used to do a little bit of stand up back in the day. And so, but obviously not on a Chris Rock level, but it was just fun.
Not at funerals?
Kind of no, but I would.
would. If somebody wants a tight 10 at a funeral, you're there.
Call me. It can't get worse than the feeling they're already feeling.
That's true. Speaking of literal impressions, I do remember reading the script and it talked about how there was an impression of my butt in the sand.
It's true.
And
is that your butt?
No. Like, it was a funny thing because I wasn't there, right, when they did it. They weren't sort of like, let me look at your butt and then carve this out so this is accurate. So I just remember watching the episode for the first time. And I was like, those are two large watermelons that have been pushed into the sand. Like, if anybody's butt left that impression in the sand, that is a very pronounced badonkadonk. That's right. That's two large sheet cakes.
It was a good butt impression.
It just seemed very aggressive. It was so funny because I was like, whoa, okay. Well, hopefully people
don't. It didn't seem large. It seemed like narrow, but like projected.
Deep.
It was deep in the sand.
Deep and projected.
Like Cardi B was
not like, not like somebody with hips. It seemed like somebody with like no hips who just had like two watermelons.
Also, there's no like
projecting out.
There's no like hand prints next to it to push yourself up out of the sand. So I just stood up with that big booty with my legs and walked away.
You're very strong. You do so much Pilates.
Apparently, I do glutes all day.
But also, like, you levitated up because there's no footprint.
There's nothing. It's just a footprints. Butt in the sand. I just dropped down with my butt and bounced out, and that was it. I was like, I have so many questions.
It's like you were bent fully in half.
That's right.
And then your butt.
I was craned in.
You levitated up. You were craned down. And
that's right.
Craned
out. Yeah. We're solving. Uh-huh. I really do have a question, though, for props of like, what did they use? Because it's just such a perfect, specific scoop into the sand. That's really, Dallas. I mean, I know this is like a heartfelt episode about cancer.
Do you think
cancer.
That was props that did that? That feels more like set deck. Set deck.
Well, maybe set deck. I don't know. They walked around with these perfect little scoopers. And I was like, wow, I have a lot of questions, man. That's all.
Do you think that was like an unacknowledged fantasy sequence, a dream ballet in Schmidt's mind?
That is the most logical explanation.
It was a filter on
it. It was a dream ballet.
My craned butt into the sand.
A booty dream ballet.
The booty dream ballet. We would like to rename the injured episode Booty Dream Ballet.
When really booty it should look like a sack of potatoes. Like,
no. If that's not the name of the next She and Him album, Booty Dream Ballet, I don't know if I could buy it. Here's the thing. I was kind of a little apprehensive about doing the podcast because I just immediately thought, because this episode deals with a cancer scare, that this, when we sat down to talk today, that we were kind of going to go deep and heavy. And the fact that we've just spent 40 minutes talking and where we're at is talking about a booty dream ballet. Really warms my heart, you guys. Really warms my heart. This is where
you know
I want
what?
It to
it's
be.
An issue.
I love it. It's an issue.
It's
and
an
we have
issue.
Questions. This is what the podcast is questions. For. We have to answer these mm-hmm. questions. We now know it's a dream sequence, and he's just seeing what he hopes her butt looks like.
But also, we realize that, you know, obviously cancer is a very scary thing. But Nick, you know, and he has, and you, all these thoughts run through your mind of what it could possibly be, because you're searching the internet. You're trying to figure out what this lump, this
Dr. Google.
Could be. Dr. Google.
Also, what is that app that's like
with the cross skull and crossbones on it?
Skull and crossbones, and it just says death.
Yeah, like go back and find another
that
site.
App?
It seems
I was also like, the font tells me that app is not accurate diagnosing.
It's just the back of a bleach bottle. Like it's not even a thing.
Well, do you I'm not, obviously you forget what websites look like in 2011. I mean, websites.
That was what the website
strange.
Looked like.
That's what they were very basic, very beta like websites.
Well, I don't think it was that much.
but you know, he realizes quickly after his ocean visit and after a long night on the beach, after the booty ballet on the on the beach,
dream booty ballet
on the beach, that he indeed does not have cancer. It was what he doesn't know. He just, there was something there. Could have possibly.
But
been.
What is it?
He says he thought it was a cyst, but that he kind of blanked right. out after they said it was a cancer. I think if we had to after school specialists, this episode is a commentary on American healthcare because he can't afford to pay.
Yeah.
Right. And well, two, okay, the moral is
Hannah is Canadian. So do you want to tell us something about?
Yeah, I think it's bonkers. I think that's so crazy that you have to decide whether or not to take yourself, you know, your child to the hospital, to a doctor to get something checked out. You have to check your bank account first. I think that is so crazy and scary and sad that that's how you determine to make sure everything's okay.
But it's a good thing Nick Miller had rich friends who paid his
super rich friends.
Rich
and then
friends.
The other part of the after school special, I feel like the moral
school
is
school teacher, out of work basketball player.
Everybody pushing quarters together.
Yep.
Is that go check it out, man. If you've got something that you're concerned about, check it out. It's probably nothing. Then you get peace of mind, and that is worth everything.
Check it out. Yeah.
Check it out.
Always check it out.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
To our show. Can we jump into Winston's car a little bit?
yeah, sure. Absolutely. Well, Nick and your car are both injured.
That's exactly. Very true. Mm-hmm.
But also, yeah. Nick's car, both Nick's car and Winston's car look like a bag of what the fuck?
And by the way, all of our cars, like in. In a few episodes, there's a whole thing about my car breaking down. We're all driving cars that are on their last leg.
No, except like CeCe
has a nice car.
Beautiful car, which also makes no sense because I live in an apartment with a bunch of other people.
Well, like, you're spending all your money on your car.
Yeah. I guess
so. I actually remember people that I was friends with like in my 20s that would live in a, like, you know, not a super nice place, but they would drive a really, really crazy nice car. And I was like, why are you driving a BMW?
That was always the cliche. The guy picks you up in a BMW and then takes his take you back to like a studio apartment where seven people live.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, spend that money elsewhere or save it.
Hannah, I'm curious. Guys will pick you up in a BMW and then take you back to their janky apartment?
No, not me.
Seven roommates?
It was just like, the myth of LA.
Oh.
Right. It is. I feel like that it was a lot of people would just spend all their money on their car.
Right. That's right.
Oh, yeah. When I first moved to LA, I lived in a small apartment in North Hollywood. And one of my neighbors, really nice guy, every time I would see him in the parking lot walking to one of his cars, he had a bunch of cars. It was always like a G-Wagon or a Range Rover or a Ferrari. And this apartment complex was very cheap. Very cheap, and I just thought, holy crap, this guy could have, with just those cars alone, you could buy a nice house with. And I guess he was a drug dealer,
Lamorne.
Maybe. Shout out to Daniel, who was the my neighbor. His name was Daniel. Daniel Goodman.
Daniel, clear your good name.
Lauren is just throwing shade at our engineer. I don't support it.
Daniel's asking you to condone
it.
Talk less. Say less.
Daniel the drug dealer. Oh my gosh.
Okay. As we wrap this episode up, my friends.
Where's the bear, Hannah?
Where's the bear?
No. Okay. So I've kind of been avoiding it because I looked long and hard, and it almost reminds me of the wedding episode for the Where's the Bear, where the big stretch was the bare feet. The closest I can get to it on this one is
the bare ass on the beach.
That's right. Okay.
Is that what you were going to say?
That's right.
Were you really? I'm sorry. I was joking.
That's exactly right.
Were you really about
Nick
to say
Miller's
that?
Bare booty. That's all I got, you guys. I know it's a stretch. And I know Zoe does not accept things that are not actually like
I don't
furry
accept
bear.
It. But you know what? I like the creativity.
I gotta be.
You know, I like the creativity. All right. Let's play True American, where the rules change weekly and you leave more confused than when you showed up.
American.
This week, we're playing Elvis Blues, where we'll try to guess some of the saddest songs in the world. I guess our engineer Daniel's going to play some of those songs for us.
Daniel, I love sad songs.
Hannah, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just joking. And I did not know that's what you were thinking about.
You are right. We think alike. Great minds, bro. I'll take it.
I was trying to do a bit.
Okay.
Let's try this. This is song number one.
And don't cheat by using Shazam. Don't cheat.
Yeah, no Shazamming. And I'm just sharing computer sounds. We're going to try this out. Okay, let me know if you can hear this one.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I know this.
Eric Clapton.
Tears in Heaven by Eric Clapton.
The saddest song.
It is the saddest song ever.
Genuinely the saddest song.
Yeah, the saddest song
it's
ever.
Awful.
I don't even want to... It's horrific.
It's
I can't even hear
song.
The song.
No,
it's
that's
a
it.
Hor- it actually no, it is actually a horror song.
Yeah, it's a like horror a, song.
Listening to it is equivalent to reading like one of the current headlines in the New York Times.
That's right. Okay,
I'm gonna go with Tears in Heaven by Eric Clapton.
That's right.
That's
we are
what
not.
It
I
is,
can't
yeah.
even talk about
Tears
it because it
heaven.
Feels like a cursed
it,
horror,
yeah,
horror
no,
song.
It's, yeah. It, yeah. No, it's a horror song.
I've never heard it.
It's very sad. I don't want to cry, right, so I'm not going to talk about it anymore.
So we'll move on to the
next thank
one.
Thank you.
Move on to the next one. Everybody's in tears and terrified.
Right, yeah.
All right, who's ready for the next one? Here we go.
Let's do it.
We're ready.
Lamorne on the keys.
Is that Gloomy Sunday?
Is this Nina Simone?
Neither Gloomy Sunday nor Nina.
Ooh.
Oh, God. Is this Strange Fruit?
Strange Fruit.
Indeed.
ding, but ding, not by Nina Simone. Holiday. Billie Holiday.
I mean, this version. Is okay. Another horror song.
That is a Daniel.
It's the saddest song.
Daniel,
I mean,
do you know what the
God,
fuck
guys.
That song means? Oh my God! I thought the songs were going to be like God. He cheated on me and broke my heart, and now I mean, I know, y'all, I thought it was I'm going to have
George
to.
Jones
I got to go to therapy after yeah. this game.
Okay, Daniel.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, I don't know what to say. It doesn't get any better though.
Oh my God. Do you it know what
it
strange fruit means?
Better than listening.
Can
to,
we get like "Cry Me a River"
songs.
By Justin Timberlake or something? Can we just get something that's just like innocuous?
No, I guess not. No, they're
Daniel,
dark.
What in the Juneteenth
here.
Were you thinking when you played "Strange Fruit"?
There's three more, and I think.
Oh God! I gotta lay down.
Okay.
Oh God.
Ready?
All right.
Ready?
Next. I mean, this is hard. I feel like I'm gonna throw up.
Here's the next one.
Windows opening.
It spins. Oh.
This is sad. Yeah, this is
right.
This is Sinead Annie
Lennox.
O'Connor.
Oh no, nothing compares to you.
Nothing Yeah.
Bam.
Also very sad.
What's that about? What's
Prince,
that song about?
Right?
That's
Prince
written
that
by
song.
Prince, our friend Prince.
Shout out Prince.
Shout out Prince.
And this is Sinead O'Connor singing Nothing Compares to You. Also a very sad song. Not on the level of the other two sad. Like. Yeah. It feels that
it's about
the
her mom
narrator
passing
of the
away,
song
though.
Is very depressed.
Right? That's about her mom passing away.
Well, Prince's mom passing away?
Yeah, it's about a mom is passing it? Away.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, God. Well, then now, yeah, that's
Sorry,
on the
took
level,
a turn.
I guess. Thanks
took
a lot.
A turn.
I thought it was just about a breakup.
All right.
Wrong.
Two more. Two more.
When we know the context of all these songs, it makes them just like... I feel like puking. Like
that's right.
God.
Well, who picked these
that
songs?
That was a kind of a great music video, though. She was phenomenal in that music video.
Daniel, like, who picked these
oh,
songs?
Yeah,
you or Joelle?
I love her.
That single tear?
It was me.
Joelle, you crushed
you were
this.
In a mood when you pick these songs.
I'm still going back to Strange Fruit. Really?
Yeah.
It's not a sad song. It's that, dark.
Oh, my
that,
dark.
I think, gosh. Strange Fruit takes the cake.
This is like a Halloween episode of True American. Okay.
Yeah,
let's just get through it, I guess.
It only continues.
Run over the coals.
It only continues.
Oh, we got two more.
I can't even think of songs on this up, but I mean, you
started with Tears in Heaven.
Heaven.
Yeah, you'll get. I think now that we know the theme, the rest of
I'm having a trauma response.
Here we go. Here's number four.
The needle tears.
Oh my God, you guys. Listen, Johnny Cash.
Hurt. Is this hurt?
Yes.
Johnny Cash.
Yes.
Heroin addiction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Johnny Cash covering Nine Inch Nails. Hurt.
Okay.
Well, ugh, that right. was one of, and it
like,
was right
goosebumps.
After, wasn't it right after, he covered that song right after June Carter Cash passed away, right?
Mm-hmm. That is true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like one of the most like hauntingly beautiful cover songs.
Yeah.
My toes are
tingling. That I can't
listen
to because
trauma.
It's so sad.
Yeah. I think Trent Reznor has said that is no longer a Nine Inch Nails song. That is now a Johnny Cash song.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate.
He can
keep it. Right
yeah.
Now,
I appreciate
sure.
that. Yeah. Oh my God.
Okay. All right. Just one God. More. Just
one.
Hold on to something
Thanks.
Tight.
Just one more.
Let's white knuckle it. Let's go.
Oh,
Everybody Hurts by R.E.M.
Fucking nailed it.
I mean, you know, that's that song. The song here's how that song got ruined because it's a beautiful song. Don't they play that song in like 90210 when Tori Spelling finds out that she's being like cheated on or something?
Well, they play it. They used it. So the thing about that song is they in the 90s. And the early 2000s, that song got abused by MTV. They always used it in like the Real World and like then like shows like The Hills and stuff like that.
Made
I
you
feel
sad.
Like anytime somebody was sad, they play that song and it's an amazing song. R.E.M.'s an amazing band. But it got used so much that then when I hear it, I start thinking of music cues from reality shows,
right.
mainly in the late 90s. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What did you say? Wait, Dylan, Joelle just wrote this.
Dylan and Brenda's breakup song.
That's right. That's right. That's thanks, what I associate it with in 90210. And I was like, oh, God, this is so sad. Well, that one, at least
can I just
for us, that's ending on a high note with Joelle, this game.
Our producer,
good
for
Lord.
Making us all go on this emotional roller coaster.
I'm not going to lie to you, Joelle. No. No.
No. My day's ruined.
No.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, like, shout out to Joelle. No. I refuse.
Unshout. Whisper in.
Jesus. Yeah. She no, really leaned in. Out. You really leaned into this. We didn't know what we were getting into.
But somehow we won the game. So what does that say about us? You know what I'm saying? We yeah, know all those songs.
The game.
You guys within won 3 game. Seconds, we were like, we know this is devastating.
You know who didn't win the game?
We
were you know who didn't win the game? All the victims of those songs.
That's Joelle. Right. I consider myself one now, to be honest with you.
But isn't it, the thing is like, isn't it important that these songs were written?
If I never heard Tears in Heaven again, I would be just fine.
Yeah, no, me too. Me too. It's like that movie Dancer in the Dark.
No, thank you.
I can't ever unsee that movie, but I will never see it again because I was traumatized by it.
Yeah.
But it was a very good movie and I'm happy it was made. But all these songs, I'm like, well, they were great expressions of tragedy and expressed through music. And I'm happy they were written. Do I want to listen to them ever again? No.
As part of a because party game on our podcast.
Very sad. On a comedy podcast.
Okay, before we wrap this episode up, I have a little bit of unfinished business with you, Zoe. Oh. And I have also been avoiding this, like this whole episode. I'm like, when do I talk about it? When do I talk about it? But we're at the end of the episode, y'all, and I can't hide anymore. So I sent a little message to Dave Finkel, who's close friends with Walpert, okay? David Walpert, who wrote the episode that had Snap Out of It and the silhouette.
Oh, was it a Moonstruck reference?
With the Moonstruck reference. And I said, obviously has to be Moonstruck. Walpert, you must agree. So here was the response. I will read it out loud. You already smiled.
You seem like very vindicated, so I'm assuming that you are or no. I don't know.
He said, it starts one way and it takes a turn. Hannah, or let Hannah know, I'm on her side. So I was like, great. This makes sense. That's all I wanted to hear. That said, don't like this part. I don't recall having Moonstruck on the brain. But pretty sure Crescent Moon was in my pre-Liz draft, and I do like Moonstruck, so possibly an unconscious homage. This is not going to settle anything, is it?
Oh, gosh. That's so kind of I'm vindicated.
Yeah, it sounds like.
You know what? I love how much you love Moonstruck. Like, that is so awesome to me. Like, I just, like, love you more for how much you love Moonstruck. Like, and
thank
that
you
think it's, like, in everybody's thoughts and on their minds and living in their hearts. I remember a few things about Moonstruck, but like almost none of the dialogue.
I see it everywhere. But, it's like that number 23 thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I just see it in everything.
Great movies influence everything. And then people a lot of times don't realize they're being influenced. But it's the same with music and everything. I mean, it's like, it's a great movie. Everybody saw it, you know, and it had a lot of things I'm sure that were unique to it at the time that then everybody ripped off without realizing it. And then those people ripped, you know, not ripping it off, but like were influenced or inspired by it. And then other people were inspired by, you know, and then things become tropes and they become part of the fabric of our entertainment. And I think that's a testament to that movie.
I will say right now, you're being very generous. And I'm just going to have to, on this podcast, give 1 point. To Zoe D. 1 point. It'll come around again on something else, I'm sure.
I'm sure. I'm not a very competitive person, so it works for me.
This is a great episode, you guys.
Yeah, this was fun, except for the listening to terribly sad songs part.
Oh, we'll cry for like an hour in the
thanks
shower.
Everybody for listening. Goodbye for now.
Thank you.
Bye. We'll see you
10
next
stars.
Week. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Welcome to Our Show, a New Girl recap podcast. Welcome to Our Show is a production of iHeartRadio, hosted by Zooey Deschanel, Lamorne Morris, and Hannah Simone. Our executive producer is Joelle Monique. Our engineer and editor is Daniel Goodman. The Welcome to Our Show theme song was written by Zooey Deschanel, performed and produced by Zooey Deschanel and Pierre DeReeder. Follow us on Instagram at Welcome to Our Show Pod. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, you can email us at Welcome to Our Show Podcast at gmail.com. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and share far and wide. Thanks for listening. We'll hear you next week.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.